InnovaBuzz podcast, helping smart businesses be even more innovative.
Hi, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz, and welcome to episode number 66 of the InnovaBuzz podcast, the podcast designed to help smart businesses with an interest in innovation become even more innovative.
This is exciting and scary at the same time because it's a Facebook Live, the very first time we've gone live with the InnovaBuzz podcast. And I've also got with me as kind of my crutch and somebody to hold on to if things go awry, Joanne Clark from Destiny Pursuit Coaching and Training.
So
Joanne is a business coach and also a master practitioner and master trainer of NLP. She does some wonderful stuff, but we'll hear a little bit about examples of that in a moment. What I'd like to do today, first of all, is, you know, if you're on this Facebook Live podcast, then please, you know, give us a like if you like what you're hearing, say hi. And also, we're happy to take Q&A during this. That's part of the reason why we've gone live with this, to get some interaction with the audience live in real time. So what I want to talk about today as a subject theme is the five success principles, the five success principles of basically anything. But this week I did I did a webinar which was about content marketing, and I based it around the five success principles. So the five success principles of getting your content marketing really working for you. Now, the interesting thing, and Joanne taught me about these five success principles, it's a framework for applying to anything, really. So, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is. So, the five success principles come from NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And the way they were developed was based on observation of people who are very, very successful in their fields. So whether it was an athlete or a business person or a health professional, but people who are very, very successful at what they did. And what was discovered from doing detailed analysis of their strategies around achieving the excellence they had achieved, there were five common principles that they all shared. And that's how the five success principles were identified. So it's not a discovery in terms of an invention. More it's based on observing and then saying, wow, if I want what they've got, what do I have to do? Who do I have to be? How do I achieve that? Use this model in order to achieve the success that you want to achieve.
Yeah, that's a great summary. And you know, getting into a little bit of detail, the first of the success principles is to know your outcome. And this really resonates with me because I always begin any project with figuring out what is the completed result going to look like? What's the objective of the project? And then how do we actually meet that objective? So, you know, knowing your outcome is very consistent with that, isn't it?
It is. And for a lot of people, knowing their outcome is still they still define it in terms of fairly abstract concept. So, for example, they might say they want to know their outcome, they want to have a successful business. It's really important in terms of the five success principles that when you do define your outcome, that you're doing that in a way that utilizes your unconscious mind to assist you to achieve it. So you want to make sure that your goal is really, the outcome you're going for is really clearly defined. So you want to know what you're going to see when you achieve the goal, what you're going to hear when you achieve the goal, what you're going to feel when you achieve the goal. And there I'm not just talking about internal emotions feeling, but also the external things that you might feel. Like if you've got a very successful business, you might enjoy feeling the slippery notes as they slide through your fingers, yeah, or the weight of your wallet as you carry it around. But, you know, or you might enjoy feeling the handshakes from your satisfied customers. So, you know, define it as external feelings, not just internal. And then finally, what are you telling yourself when you've achieved that outcome? So you kind of imagine as if you had it now, what would you be seeing? What would you be hearing? What would you be feeling? And what would you be telling yourself? Get very, very clear on that when we define our outcome using the five success principles model.
Yeah, that's great advice. And it was interesting With this webinar I mentioned earlier about content marketing, one of the first things we talk about there, and it's part of knowing your outcome, is understanding your target audience, who you're actually speaking to. And I was on another webinar the day after I did my webinar, and somebody was talking about target audience under the, in the very same sort of vein as I was. And they started talking about, you know, what does your target audience see? What do they hear? What do they feel? What do they tell themselves? And I thought, aha, this person's been NLP trained.
That's right. Yeah. You start to hear people who have learned this using it. And using it in their coaching or in their marketing with people, so that you know they're using the five success principles, which probably means that you've got a good alignment with them and they might be someone you want to work with.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So I'm just keep glancing down at my screen here where I'm looking for comments. So if you are online, please let us know. You know, say hello, ask questions as we go along. We'd love to get some feedback. So the second of the five success principles then is the one that I've kind of jumped into here, and it's take massive action. So a lot of times, and I was having a conversation yesterday with someone around, it was around Toastmasters actually, and it was around the frustration of having a club that's got a lot of members and only meets once a month, so that the opportunities to actually speak and complete the training program are reasonably limited. So the suggestion was we should join another club so that that doubles our opportunities to speak. And the comment he made coming back was, yes, we talk about that all the time, but we don't take the action. So this is really what this is, take massive action. If you don't take the action, you don't get the result.
Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of people lay the plans or they define the outcome. And then after that, it's almost like they think they've already achieved the goal. So when we set our outcome, it's important to see it as something that's occurring in the future and to be aware of the gap between where we are now and where we want to be. So what's the difference between what we have achieved or where we're up to and then the outcome that we're going for? So you're aware of the gap, yeah? And once you're aware of the gap, then you begin to know that you must take action in order to close the gap. So you must begin by taking steps to achieve the outcome. And the SMART goal model is a really good one to fill in those steps. So you can talk about, you know, the specific goal and what are the actions that you'll take to get there. So you can set up some good SMART steps that will get you to your goal and identify really all you need to do to start is identify the next step. What is the next thing you need to do? There is a saying, and I just can't remember who said it, but it's it goes along the lines of never leave the site of a decision without taking action. So once you make a decision to do something, you need to take action immediately, whether it's set up an appointment, download a file, schedule your diary, make phone calls to people that need to be involved in the project. Whatever it is, once you've made the decision to do the project or to achieve the outcome, take the next step immediately and start the action. Mm. Yeah, build up that momentum.
Mm. Yeah, that's great advice. And I'm always guilty of not doing that. We agree on a list of actions and then we park them and suddenly you find, oops, timelines have slipped or something because the action just is a list somewhere rather than having done it, having taken that massive action.
Yeah.
And the next success principle then, of course, is what in NLP terms is called sensory acuity. Now, in layman's terms or in everyday conversation, I would say that's be aware of what's happening. Know what's going on. Know what is happening with the action you've taken.
Yeah. So it's important that when you are taking action, because we can get stuck in the doing things too. Yeah. So it is important when you are taking action that you're actually measuring, is it moving me closer to my outcome? When I'm a pilot and when I fly in my planes, I have a destination in mind. And all along the way, I have to check, Nick, you cycle through it every 10 minutes. Am I on track is one of those checks. And you look outside the cockpit and you go, am I in the right place? Like, should there be power lines underneath me now? Is that river supposed to be there? Does that mean I'm on track compared to the map? If I fly a plane and I don't do that check, and the wind's a bit different to what I expected, or, you know, some sort of issues affected the plane, tracking that I'm not aware of, I won't end up in the destination that I was aiming for. And I'm sure you can appreciate in a plane that could be quite catastrophic, because you do want to end up where you plan to land. Otherwise, you might go somewhere where there's not actually a runway. So, you know, right. You're kind of stuck up in the air. Mm. So it's important when you're doing your projects or you've got your outcome in mind that you have, that you are calibrating as you make progress. Is this getting me closer to my destination? If it's not, stop it and do something else, which leads us to the next one.
Leads us straight on to the next one. That's right. The fourth success principle then is to course correct, basically.
Yeah, behavioral flexibility.
That's right. So Behavioral flexibility is the official term, but essentially it's in using Joanne's example of the pilot, it's to do the course corrections and adapt. So in the context of content marketing that I was talking about in my webinar this week, it's around having analytics and other measures in place to understand whether you're, you know, on track to achieve your objectives, and if you're not, then to make changes appropriate to getting back on track.
Exactly, because, you know, there's no point continuing to do what you're doing if it's not yielding any results that move you closer to your outcome. And rather than getting stuck in the looping strategy of just doing more, working harder, working longer hours, thinking if I do more and more and more of the same, the result will change. The definition of insanity.
That's right.
Doing the same things and expecting a different result. Mm. So if you're not getting the result, then revisit the steps that you've got. Revisit your plan and say, this isn't working. What can I do differently? And really, the five success principles is pretty essential to bring to your planning process as well. Mm. So making sure that in your planning process, you're mindful of the five success principles as you prepare. So you need to plan to review plans.
Yeah, that's right. And I think Albert Einstein said the quote about insanity.
Right,
I'm not sure that it was Albert Einstein that also said, I don't know if it was him or not, but, you know, if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you've always gotten.
That's right. Mm. Yeah. So bringing that behavioural flexibility and adjusting and adapting. And sometimes the behavioural flexibility might mean that when you started out with your outcome, your timeline wasn't perhaps achievable given other things that were going on in your life. So it might be that your timeline is the part that needs to be adapted. Not that I'm letting you off the hook and saying you can't meet deadlines, but sometimes, particularly in business, and particularly if you're new to business, the timelines you're setting may not be quite realistic. There may be a lot of things that when you set your outcome, you didn't know. So if that happens, just bring that behavioural flexibility to your timeline. Don't give up on the outcome. Just adjust your timeline so that, it is realistic given where you're up to and your sensory acuity or your calibration of your progress to date. Bring that into your behavioural flexibility and adapt it. Or if you've left yourself too much time, you can always bring it forward. That's make right. It might be easier than you expected or make it more challenging so you can meet it faster. So remember, when you're bringing the behavioural flexibility, it is about what you're doing, but it's also about the plan itself. Yeah, so you might need to have some behavioural flexibility within your plan itself, yeah?
That's right. Mm. And of course, having said all of that, persistence is still a key aspect of all of these. So it's no use having the behavioral flexibility. In other words, adapting every time something goes wrong. Sometimes you have to make a call or a judgment and say, well, I just have to keep doing this. And again, that's part of being aware of what's working and why. If something's taking longer or it's not actually giving results, why is that? Is it because you just haven't been consistent enough or long enough at it, or is it because you're just going down the wrong path? And if you're going down the wrong path, obviously you have to course correct.
Yeah.
Which kind of brings us on to the fifth success principles. And this one is the one that I'm up to really explain. So I'm looking forward to say about this one. And it's the psychology and physiology of excellence.
Yeah. So the psychology and physiology of excellence, I don't know why you would find that hard to explain, Jürgen, because I actually think you're a living, breathing example of it. Yeah. You know, because Jürgen's a very committed cyclist. And every morning, or, you know, pretty well almost every morning, he's out of bed at the crack of dawn into his Lycra and out there on the bike. Now, there are some mornings when I've seen Jürgen after he's been cycling and he says, oh, yeah, I've done 150 kilometres this morning or whatever. And, you know, I'm thinking I've brushed my teeth. So, you know, the physiology and the psychology of excellence is that mindset of being totally committed to achieving your goal, and doing whatever it takes to achieve it. So having the discipline and the structures in place that will drive you, you know, even those mornings when it is -4 degrees or whatever.
it's hard on those days.
You've got to get those gloves on and out in the cold, but you still do it. And that is driven by a physiology and a psychology of excellence. The physiology of excellence is about, I think it's about self first and foremost. So making sure that if you have goals and outcomes you're going for, you look after your physical well-being. So you eat properly, you make sure you're hydrated. Mm. You know, you don't put yourself into the ground physically and say, I have to do this to achieve my goal. You must bring the physiology and psychology of excellence. So that on a bigger scale, it is about looking after yourself and your well-being. On a more moment-to-moment scale, it is about bringing forward your physiology. So, you know, imagine listening to someone talking about physiology of excellence if they're kind of like this. You know, that's not a physiology of excellence. We communicate a lot with our physiology, our bodies, so our facial expressions, our movements, our gestures, how we stand, how we sit. We're communicating a lot. So we must bring a physiology of excellence that we're communicating a message that's congruent with the info, that's aligned with it.
Hmm.
So that's the physiology, the psychology, the mental mindset, which I've talked about in relation to your cycling, is also there will be days when we're in business or in any venture in life, really, where there'll be days when you think, oh, my goodness, this is so much. I've got so much on, or, you know, perhaps we don't know, where there might be high uncertainty. We might not know for sure that what we're doing is going to produce a result. So dealing with that uncertainty and dealing with those times when perhaps we're feeling a bit fatigued and dealing with some of the frustrations and challenges that we might have to deal with in a way that's constructive, like recognizing that these are all part of the journey. Mm. They're all part of the path. When I go flying, I don't fly in really bad weather. I don't fly in thunderstorms. But, you know, sometimes when I'm flying, there may be a thunderstorm on the planned track that I was going to take. And so I need to plan a diversion to go around the thunderstorm. So, you know, I might not get to the destination in the time I wanted, which I sort of referred to a bit before. I may have to divert and go around an obstacle. Or I may need to find some more information that I didn't realise I needed. Or there may be a particular person or a particular resource that I'm depending on who doesn't deliver on time, yeah? So I need to bring the psychology of excellence when I'm confronting those sort of issues in my pursuit of my outcome. As, you know, going into the black hole of, I suppose, for some people it could be despair. For others, it could be just fury.
Yeah.
And for others, too, it could be boredom, because boredom is one of those black holes. You know, you can go slow down. Oh, this is boring now. I don't want to do it.
Or the shiny objects.
Yeah, that's right. The distraction. Mm. The distraction strategy. New shiny thing.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a new shiny thing, a new shiny thing. I want to pursue that instead. Psychology and physiology of excellence is about those things. It's about keeping your focus, looking after yourself, maintaining physiology in alignment with your outcome, and then ensuring that you bring the psychology of I suppose, determination, how you will feel when you achieve the outcome, the pride in your achievements, the commitment and discipline to following through, doing what you say you'll do, so you will achieve your outcome. But also, I think there's a little bit of kindness to yourself as well, because sometimes you will think, I don't know why I did get distracted by that bright, shiny thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And just taking that on board as feedback and going, okay, got it, come back on track, bring that behavioural flexibility, correct, and then realign myself with the physiology and psychology of excellence. So does that...
I'll have to use the story some more, Now, a couple of things came up there. One, in terms of physiology and psychology of excellence, so it's about taking ownership for stuff as well. So you mentioned, you know, somebody might not have delivered something that you need in a timely way or whatever. So it's taking ownership for that and not getting to, oh, so-and-so's let me down, so I can't achieve my outcome. So it's taking ownership for that and making, you know, taking whatever action is needed to get that information without kind of playing a blame game.
Exactly. And I think, like, just before we started this, we were having a conversation about something you've confronted that was a bit frustrating. So because Jürgen and I live in regional Australia, our internet services often present us with challenges, don't they?
That's right. Basically, they suck. Put it in sort of concrete terms.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so Jürgen thought that he had found the magic pill with the internet and was going to have a connection to his house that would all his dreams around the high-speed internet. And even, you know, rang the company, and we won't name them, but rang the company and they said, yes, yes, we can go with it. And he ran out and got his new router, bought it home, and then waited for them to come and install. But they didn't show, did they?
They didn't show up.
No, and then followed them up and they still didn't show. And then followed them up again and they still didn't show. And eventually they got to the point where they go, oh, look, actually...
We can't do it.
We don't connect to in your area.
The service is not available in your area. Okay, thanks.
So, you know, for some people, that'd be like, oh, well, I just can't do these live Facebook feeds, or because the technology might prove too challenging, or we might drop out, or, you know, but no, you just got on with it.
Now, speaking of technology and also shiny toys, so we are using a shiny new toy here to do this Facebook Live feed, and it's supposed to be showing me any comments that people post in the Facebook feed. I'm not seeing any comments right at the moment, so if you are posting comments, with them later on, we'll answer them in the Facebook feed. I'm not seeing them here. It may well be that nobody's listening to us, but somewhere along the line the technology is kind of not working as well as it should be, and that's probably my fault, so I'll have to work that out.
Yeah, so I mean, look, it's great that we're getting to play with this new shiny toy and, you know, testing it out and seeing how it works, because obviously it's something that with Jürgen's mask, it provides the opportunity for us to then offer it through to our clients that we work with, who are very hungry for efficient and effective marketing tools. And of course, this particular program may be one of the things that they can use in their businesses to build their success, you know, and to build into their future plans of how they're going to
That's right.
In the 2016-2017 financial year for their businesses.
Exactly, which brings me right on to something really exciting that we're both excited about, I know, which is our Best Year Yet planning workshop that we're running in Thailand soon. Now, the regular listeners to the podcast will have heard me speak about that a little bit more. Now, Joanne is involved in presenting a large part of that workshop and five fabulous business owners. I include myself in that. So, Joanne, do you want to tell us a little bit more from your perspective?
Yeah.
Because people who listen to the podcast have probably heard me talking already about it.
Okay. So with our trip to Thailand, there's a couple of motivations. I think first and foremost, well, maybe not first, but foremost in our minds is escaping the bitter winter that we have up here in Geelong and along the Bellarine Peninsula, which is where I live, the bitter winter, escaping that for a beautiful warm climate and luxuriating in a five-star resort whilst we're working on our business. So for me, and quite a lot of my business clients, because I do business coaching, so quite a lot of my business clients are very challenged by having the opportunity to work on their businesses rather than in their businesses. So we thought, how about we combine pleasure experience with the opportunity to work on the business with no interruptions? So we are, in fact, putting a bunch of business owners on a bus and driving them to the airport, putting them in Phuket, and then taking them to the luxurious Coconut Island, a five-star resort, where each person will have their little jacuzzi suite to themselves and join with other successful business owners who've made the commitment to really step up their business in 2016-17 to exceed any success they've had in the past. They really want to build on their success, did it in 2016, and lay a really solid foundation for them to launch from. So we're going to Thailand in May, and whilst we're there, we're going to be doing some planning. Now, often when I say they cringe. This is the time we need to, you know, girth up and bring our physiology and psychology of excellence. It will be an adventure and it will be fun because we're going to do this available to you so that when you leave the island, you've got your comprehensive plan for the next 12 months. So it's almost like we're writing the recipe book for your success whilst we're there. It's not a planning session where we tell you about how to plan and then you have to go home and do the blood, sweat and tears yourself, trying to remember what happened when you were in the training. We're there to hold your hand and walk you through and make sure the things that perhaps have thwarted you in the past from your plans, maybe they've been quite dense, heavy plans, kind of like an accountant's business plan. Bottom drawer and never followed. So we don't want a plan like that. Or they might be a plan that's so abstract that you're not sure still about the steps that are involved. Or the human resources you require to achieve the plan. Or it might have been a plan that in the past didn't identify what systems could help you to leverage your business success and take you even further. So when you leave Thailand, your plan will have all those things addressed. We have myself as an NLP trainer there to work with your mindset, your physiology, ensure there's planning and who you are as a person. We have another NLP master practitioner, Andrea Henriksen, who's also a business coach coming along. And Andrea is brilliant at looking at things like your business values, your culture in your business, your customer charter, your staff, your team charter, and making sure those things are all ticking. And then we have Jürgen coming along, the digital marketing expert, who will assist you to create your magnet to attract your customers into your business so that you're really clear about what are the things that need to happen for you to attract and maintain good customer relationships with your clients. And then we've got Angela McDonald coming along, and Angela's from the business room and business expert. So she's going to have a look with you at any areas in your neck or things get a bit caught up or stuck and help you work out ways to clear that and put in place a plan to achieve those system improvements and process improvements in your business to align with your strategic plan. And finally, we've got Peter Drummond coming along, and Peter has a master's in English and language. So he is going to be working with people on writing content So with Jürgen, you might identify what the content needs to be, and then you've got to actually write some. Mm. Peter's there to hold your hand and make sure that professional writing is completed and done. So when you come back, a lot of that work's already done. When you come home, you might be able to kick back and put your feet up a bit. Yeah. No. You'll have your action plan totally documented, yeah?
For the next 12 to 18 months.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And I'm really excited about this because I've seen this process evolve. I mean, Joanne has been my business coach for 6-7 years.
Yes.
And this process has kind of evolved as she's developed her skills and her service delivery with her clients. And so I've been on the receiving end of some of that. And I've also been working that Joanne has facilitated and led. And this is kind of the culmination of wrapping all of that up into a kind of a 1 week focused retreat, you know, enjoyment, but really get everything well organized, put together so that you've got the next 12 to 18 months really clearly laid out how it's going to move forward. And then, of course, you know, that community is going to be very kind of close and we'll be holding one another accountable, but also we'll be supporting one another when, you know, when we do all, we'll all face that of getting to the point where something's not quite working out and we get a little bit down on ourselves.
Absolutely. And I want to be really clear that the evolution of this event, this amazing opportunity for business owners, has been based on the things that I have seen over the, you know, 6 to 8 years that I've been a business coach, the things that business owners have told me their plans to achieve their success. So the time factor is handled because we're in another country and you're not going to be interrupted. You're not going to be disrupted in doing this high quality, creative thinking, strategic planning. Yeah. The resources you need, the gaps that you might have, experts there to work with you to address any of the gaps, any of the skill set that you think you might be missing, we've got people there to work with you through that. And then finally, pulling it all together, we've got the systems and structures in place to pull it all together and to assist you to create a thinking model that will mean when you come back, you can easily follow the plan and adjust it and use the 5 success principles, of course, as you go. But we get to have a community of business owners who are all committed to growing their businesses in the next financial year to an exceptional level for them. And so we're all there for the same purpose. We have that alignment in place already. And with that alignment, it means we can be there to champion each other as we're building our success, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That's really exciting. So that's obviously something that we're, you know, spending a lot of time on the planning and organisation of right now. I think we still have a few places available. If anybody is interested, just let me know and we'll have a chat to you about that. That's, I think we're, you know, getting to the end of the podcast. So it's been an interesting experiment. I'll be interested to hear the feedback from always. We will put up the recording on our normal podcast channel. So all the show notes for this will be on our blog post. This is episode 66. As I said at the beginning, I think overbiz.com.au/66. So that's the number 66. And we'll also have links where you can see contact information for Joanne if you like to get in touch with her and provide some feedback. So I'd like to thank everyone that's on the live show right now. I'd like to thank you for listening and watching our first live podcast episode. I don't think, as I say, we're not seeing any live comments come through on our platform, so I don't know who's on Facebook. We will respond to anybody that did comment on Facebook and anybody that sees the recording later on and decides to leave a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback or any questions you have, and I will respond to those as well.
And Jürgen, how do your followers get into Thailand?
how do the followers get into Thailand? Send an email to me, jurgen@innovabiz.com.au. Let me know you're interested and I'll be in touch with you and we'll work from there. So, yeah, so for the people listening on the podcast, this is a live thing. I'm going to put it up unedited as is. So please forgive us if there's anything there that kind of sounds unusual or different to the normal podcasts. But as always, you know, if you like the podcast, you can go over to iTunes or Stitcher or Pocket Casts and subscribe there so you won't miss a future episode. And also, you know, we'd love to hear your feedback on those platforms as well. If there's anything you want us to cover in future podcasts, as you can see and hear here, we're trying some different things out, do something else, or if you want us to answer questions, or if there's somebody you'd like to see me or hear me interview on an InnovaBuzz podcast, know, and we'll see what we can do to make that happen. So as always, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. This is Joanne Clark from Destiny Pursuit Coaching and Training.
And thank you for joining us for our experiment with the 5 success principles, because you saw something, you set a goal.
Yeah.
We decided to do this, I think it was yesterday, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. And we took massive action and did it. So you guys are getting the benefit of us living and breathing the 5 success principles. So
exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Remember, if you don't innovate, you stagnate. So think big. Be adventurous and keep innovating.